This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret. I think you want to know. Dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Monday, November 29th, 2022. Oh, no, it's the 28th, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Can't really see that.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes are going. It's not good. It's not pretty. Sarah, Vinny, Brinny, Alexi.
Oh, my God.
What is it? What's the matter?
As if we didn't already have enough decorations, I just got a charge come through on my email.
Oh, no.
At Christmas Lights, etc. for $98.54.
Nice.
So, happy. Does it say what you bought?
No. Doesn't. Wow. We needed more lights, though. That's for sure.
Well, look, you have a lot of free time and...
What?
And a ladder. So get to work, friend.
Oh, my God. That's a true story. That just happened to me.
No, I'm... Look, I believe it.
Wow. I guess it is more competitive than I was saying earlier. Yeah. It seems we are trying to win.
You know, sometimes, though, you just want to appear to have made the effort. Like in the fight wars for the Christmas lights, there's always someone who's like, it doesn't matter what you do. They're going to do more.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't even, you try, you could push your game a little bit just to get them to really do it up.
Oh,
well, you know?
That's okay. Good point.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, I didn't. I
we just, don't do much at all.
I saw the email and went, "What is that? Oh, Christmas lights! There's a place called Christmas Lights, etc."
Of course, there
and
is.
And other things.
Okay.
You know, a few years ago, my mom sent us these big balls.
Balls.
They're like, you know, like a big, like big Christmas ornaments, and they come in like this huge sleeve, and they're nice. They're painted and they're nicely decorated. They're getting a little ratty with the weather.
This is a secret show, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Is this no good?
No. I want to hear this, but I was just thinking when you said balls.
Balls.
I was thinking, you know, if you're giving head and you're not licking the balls, you're not doing the
well,
job.
You should at least be, you know, the balls need balls. Attention.
Yeah.
They need some attention.
Well, no, lick them.
Are you saying, like,
you know,
the same
sometimes
time,
John's
though?
Go up, like as he's
yeah.
Getting,
they lick
go,
that whole area. Lick it. Lick.
Boy. Jesus.
What do you mean? Yeah, mine go up,
I
too.
I just put my, like, if his dick is here and his balls have gone up, like, into kind of almost behind and above it, he likes to have, like, just the tips of your fingers, like, across, like, as you're as
oh,
you're
up top.
Yeah.
Yeah, lick that
little...
part up top, too.
Eh.
What do you mean, eh? He'll love it.
He doesn't care.
He will love it.
Listen,
what do you mean
tell,
he doesn't care?
I can tell what he loves because it's all working.
Mm.
It's all working.
Well, I mean...
I know what to do. I've done that fucking thing so many times in my life that I can just be thinking about other things, but doing all this crazy stuff.
Oh, wow. You were
anyway, back to Christmas.
Oh, yeah, back to Christmas balls. Okay.
So you have these Christmas balls. We hang those in the trees, and that takes 5 minutes. And then we have these two laser things that we got at the hardware store. And so when it gets dark, they automatically turn on, and they turn off, you know, I don't know. I guess at dawn, or maybe John turns them off. I have no fucking idea. I'm asleep by then. So we stick them in the yard, and they shoot at the house. So,
oh, yeah,
and they're all little red and green speckles. So it looks like our entire house. It looks like we did a lot of work. Like everything. It's, they
the
shine
lights.
Up into the trees. They, you know, light the trees, and they light the house. And I'm like, why would I add one more thing to this?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Same here.
I'm not bummed about how much decorating that my neighborhood does, and I think it's incredible. It's festive. I told you, Saturday I got home from surfing, and my neighbor was out, and he had Christmas music going, and he's decorating, and the leaves had fallen.
Oh, the leaves are so great right now.
It was chilly. Like, I went surfing. It was 30-degree air, 50-degree water. Freezing.
Oh, boy.
Fun, but freezing.
How was your knee?
My knee hurts. But it didn't pop out. It hasn't popped out in a week. So I'm good. And I think that, I was going to go to PT today.
Yeah.
But then we got a meeting called.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
For today.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I keep that appointment, I'm going to be sitting in that meeting freaking out because I got to leave and get down south for my PT appointment. And I just went, I'm going to cancel it. I can't. We have so few events that for me to be freaking out and needing to run from the meeting, I could see him just being like,
no, look, it's an Alice in Wonderland meeting. So there's going to be a lot of questions, probably right. A lot of stuff covered. You know, we've got that's a work event for us.
Yep.
Like that's a big deal for us.
Right.
We want you to have the most amazing time. So there's a lot that goes into it behind the scenes.
So I had to cancel my PT appointment, which was for today at 11:10. Do you think I'd have made that from here? Right.
So I don't. Like, okay. You would have been sweating it the whole time.
Yep.
So it would have been 5 minutes into the meeting like, okay, is there anything else? Well, yeah, I got the whole.
Right.
No.
So I canceled it. So I will go. I'm going to schedule a new appointment. But
is
that's
it like you're going to get like muscle? They'll give you some exercises to
do? I did an MRI and it came back. There's no tears. So
that's good.
The ACL, the MCL are intact. So now it's a matter of figuring out what I need to do in order to strengthen the area so that it doesn't, because it's not dislocating, but it's slipping.
And it hurts.
And it hurts. It's one of those things. And I actually have a pretty good threshold for pain. And it makes you make noise.
Like what?
Oh, what the? Ah!
What the fudge?
Yeah,
kids
like that.
Are around usually.
Yeah, no, they are. So I will go. I will make appointment and fix that. But I was able to surf and back to the Christmas stuff, which is, it's great. I'm not.
Just be careful on that ladder, friend. Maybe get one of those companies that will come out.
We've done most of it. I told you it was all happening yesterday, man. All day.
You were motivated by the neighbors putting theirs out?
No, the whole neighborhood was out there.
Out there. Yeah, you guys have a great neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's great to have that when you have little kids.
Yep. I wish we had a few more four-year-olds that could play with my four-year-old so that, you know, I wouldn't be so like, what's this kid going to do on Christmas vacation besides follow me everywhere?
Mm, that's going to be so fun.
And the missus went, well, she likes to follow you. Yeah, I like her too, but you know.
I'm on vacation. Huh. That's the thing when you're a parent, you never really, because even when you go on vacation somewhere, like dealing with kids is the opposite of vacation. No matter where you be, but the most beautiful place on earth, you know?
Anyway.
And you're not having any fun because your goddamn kids are there.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Back to giving head and sucking on balls.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the wrong time to be for the first time to say I love you?
No.
So if you were given head and John had said, oh, my God, I love you so much, you would have been like, oh, love you, no.
Yeah, I guess maybe wait till my mouth's not full. That's like a nice aftermath thing. Like if you
aftermath,
yeah.
But then I'm over it.
Yeah, but already comes and you have come.
Well,
in
that's
your mouth.
When you said splooge it.
In your mouth.
Or were you looking? Were you looking into her eyes? And you were in her.
I made all that up.
Oh shit!
Hey, when did you first say I love you to your wife?
I said it on accident, actually. Like
early on, way too early on.
Well, for me, too early on. For
how
normal
early?
People, I don't know. Probably a couple months in or something like that.
Like two or 3 months in.
Probably.
What do you mean you said it by accident?
Well, you know what? It might have been actually after that because we started dating around 3 months in. I think is when we started dating. And official.
Oh, like now you're
not
my
started
girlfriend.
Dating. Yeah, right. Like
you were dating.
Hey, we're a thing now. Yeah,
and ask her, like, hey, are we exclusive, or how'd
no,
that go?
No, she actually asked me.
Oh, she's like,
I think we were talking about this the last time.
I don't remember it.
Maybe.
I don't remember this at all.
No. Nope. Don't remember.
So you were like, she said to you, are you fucking other girls?
Yeah, well, no, she didn't say it like that, but she was like, you know, kind of like, what are we kind of thing.
That,
and,
what
yeah. is this?
And then I was
what
like,
what is this? What's
you know,
going on
then
here?
I was like, ah, you know, we're just having a good time, you know? And, yeah, and then I thought about it later on, and I was like, you know, we've been kind of hanging out for a while, and, you know, maybe this is a good thing to do, you know, because I'm not normal, so I don't know how these things work.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, and then now we're married, so I guess it was a good thing, so.
But so you said it where? When? Where were you? Were you at a restaurant? ordering steak? Were you getting a blowjob? what happened when you said it?
It was definitely probably a calculated thing because I had accidentally said it. And that's the problem is I remember that
but
more.
But you had it you said it after, so you dated for 3 months. Then you were like, we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, it was after
then
that.
Then how
sure.
long?
Probably knowing myself, it was probably a couple more months, I would think.
Wow.
I don't
you
remember
said, I
exact...
love you. And then you went, I take it back.
I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, I actually did. Yeah. I was like, I didn't take it back, but I was like, hey, you know, that was not really.
My bad.
That was my bad, yeah.
I shouldn't have said that.
I don't know. We were just hanging out a lot.
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Did she say it? She goes, don't worry about it. I love you too.
I think she was probably super excited about it. And then I probably bummed her out when I was like, hey, yeah.
Oh,
man.
You bummed her out, all right.
Oh. I didn't
that
mean
was,
to say
yeah, that.
That
was a false
oh,
start.
Oh, you love
yeah.
me? I got something for you.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I didn't like, you know.
Were you ass fucking her right from the start?
You asked it.
Just wondering.
I don't remember.
Yes, you do.
No, I
don't. Fucking liar.
Yeah, you
goddamn
do.
Liar.
So.
I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to remember. You know, the thing is, I just, yeah, I mean, with any chick I was dating, I was trying from the start all those things. I mean, I would assume every, you know, her, the, you know, I don't know.
Wait, so you're,
we don't know what you're saying.
We don't know what you're saying.
Use words.
Yeah. Make a sentence.
Wait, okay.
We don't.
You're saying
don't
every
know.
Time you dated any girl, anytime you would get any girl into bed with you, you were trying
I was at least trying that, so I'm assuming that, yeah.
So when
was,
you say trying, do you mean that you pull out of the vagina and try to push into the butthole?
Knock on the door.
And if they say, what the fuck? Then you're
no,
like,
I think usually I ask, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, usually I'll ask, yeah.
So you're boning a girl and you're like, hey,
is it cool,
is it all right if I put this in your butthole?
Yeah,
because I'm just about done and that's my finishing move.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's like Mortal Kombat.
Finish her
Exactly. So
oh, huh,
nice. No, I was joking about that, but you know, I'll do it start to finish in that area.
Yeah, we
that's
know
it's not just a finishing.
Yeah, but once you go in once you're in the dirt, I mean, there's not a lot of other stuff you can do.
Come on.
What are you talking about?
Well, don't go dirt to vag.
Well,
and you don't
depends.
Go dirt to mouth.
What are you talking about? You don't go dirt to mouth.
She's saying ass to mouth, yeah.
Yeah,
whatever.
You can't take your dick out of someone's ass and then expect her to suck it.
Yeah, you can.
But they do it in porn all the time.
Yeah, they do.
My guess is there's a little downtime between those two things.
Are you saying this?
Or that?
It's a
or
cut.
Those people have just given up on life.
They splice it together.
Like,
it was
fuck
one
it.
Full.
Put it in my mouth.
You're saying there's an edit cut, there,
yeah.
huh?
Oh, really? Yeah, they just leave the camera on. Just,
hey,
like, watch
before
this.
You get to bad advice, is there or anything?
I'm not doing any bad advice. That
408 guy that texted
yeah, that's
in.
That's what I was gonna ask you.
I'm
about.
60 years old. I've been doing with this girl for over 2 years and not said I love you, not even close, right? So I texted this person and said, hey, email me. He didn't email. He texted me back. But he said, I also feel if you say that, they want to then move in next level and then get married. Don't really want to make a commitment.
So he's like, whether or not I actually in my heart love this person, it's that I don't want to go any further
right.
than we're at now.
Yeah,
I don't
so
want to move in. I don't want to marry someone else.
Is afraid of commitment. And
yes.
Has been married for 20 plus years in the past.
See, I was just going to guess that. I think that a lot of people who have a failed marriage, they swear off it and say, you know, yeah, I want partnership. I don't want that legal bullshit holding, like,
I'm not going to have kids with you.
Yeah, creating a situation for me
family.
If I want to move on.
Right.
That's the thing that I like least about marriage is that if my wife goes, you know what? I'm fucking sick of you, dude. Then it's a whole thing for us to break up and split our stuff. And worse, she could dump me and be like, but I still want half of the shit that you had even before we met. Like, I still want that half of that stuff, too.
Well, it was always going to be a shit show. You've got kids. Like,
No, I understand. And that's why I went ahead and finally just went, all right, I'm going this one time. Like, this will be it. If there's a... I'm with that guy. If there's a divorce, that ain't happening again ever.
But you can say
listen
I love
up,
you.
Listen up, ladies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would say I love you.
You.
Absolutely.
To,
I,
well,
I believe in partnership. I just don't believe
agree.
In...
And this guy, too, right? So he's with this person for 2 years. He will not say I love you. And maybe they do, maybe they don't. Maybe they're perfectly happy with that situation, the girl or the other person in question. But to me, end game would be you find somebody to share your life with. And to me, sharing your life does mean you live together, you travel together, you do the day-to-day
stuff. I'm with
together.
You about that part. I would say I love you to someone that I actually loved. I would. I get what he's saying. Mm-hmm. He's trying to keep everything.
He might just want to live alone.
And that's great.
Set in his ways.
He can do his thing. I'm just saying I would eventually, I'm sure I would say I love you and would want to be with that person. I just wouldn't marry again. There's no way.
I just thought it was very, it was almost Vinny-esque in the way that he was like, I don't want any more than that. Two years in, I won't say it.
It's great. He knows what he's doing, and she's obviously signed up for that.
Right.
I can tell he probably does love her, but he doesn't want to say it.
What makes you think that?
Because he's just saying that he's very afraid of long-term commitment, you know? He doesn't want to move to the next level, because he thinks that...
Did your ring camera just give you an alert?
Your wind chime just went off.
Somebody's at my front door. He just doesn't want to go next level by initiating that.
And the communication is hard, too, I think. For me, I could maybe relate to that guy in the way that I really struggle to talk about these things, like with my wife. And so maybe it's like, hey, we're just not even going to open that door to even any kind of conversation.
So when you said, I love you, did you really walk it back immediately?
Well, I was actually dropping her off somewhere. So I had to stew on it and think about what I wanted to say about it.
No.
And that one I had to, I was dropping her off and then at a friend's house or something. And I was like, oh,
you guys are
bye,
6 months
you.
In at this. Oh, bye, I love
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and then I was like, wait.
It was reflexive because
you do.
You do love her.
I do love her. And I probably did at that time, but I was trying to fight it.
Is your family a big I love you family? Because for me, it was impossible.
My dad's side is, but my mom, not so much.
Oh.
So I think, but we've gotten there, but not as much on my mom's side. My mom was more like, here, I'm raising you and taking care of you. This is the way I show you I love you, you know? And my dad would say it, so.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, no, I shouldn't say weird, but that's unique.
Traditionally, right, the nurturer would be the one who was,
Yeah.
Because John grew up in a family where they never said I love you.
Us too.
And my family
or
was
my
like,
family too.
I'd be like, hey, I'm going to run down the store. I got to pick something up. Okay, love you. Mm-hmm. See you when you get back in 5 minutes. I don't know. It was just always a part of our verbiage to each other. It was just in the words all the time. So it was really hard for me to not say it. Like I was saying, I probably told John and all my friends, oh, okay, see you later, love you.
Me saying it is not a natural, it doesn't feel natural when I say it.
Right.
I don't
For
like
me,
to
I
say
can't
it
not
much.
Say it. It's almost...
I love you.
I loved pizza so much.
Someone wrote in, and it's I've had a similar sentiment as a single bachelor type, but they were saying... If you say it too much, it loses its meaning. And while I don't necessarily disagree, and I've probably said that to you to some extent, hearing Sarah say it to everyone, you know, like the waiter at a restaurant.
I'm not going to say it to the waiter. Unless he's really great.
Anyway, I'm just saying.
I might do. He brings me the glass of booze. I'd be like, oh, I love you.
There you go. So anyway, I understand where that person was coming from, and they were like, well, it could lose meaning. We don't say it that often, only when it's really important. And while I get that sentiment, I've been raising, my kids are showered. Oh, here it is. My family almost never says I love you because if we say it all the time, it becomes meaningless. It's reserved for truly special times. While I understand that thought process, I totally disagree. I tell my kids, I love you. Both of them, individually, every single day. There will not be a day that passes that they don't hear that from me.
And you know what, Vinny? It's an easy chain to break. The go ahead and say I love you every day thing. Because if you don't say it and you say they know, they know and it's through the actions and we know that there's love there, but I don't say it, it becomes harder and harder and harder to say. Mm-hmm. It becomes a thing. And, you know, I remember talking on the phone with John's mom, who never said I love you to any of those kids. And I was like, okay, mom, see you later. Bye. Love you. And she goes, oh, Sarah, I love you too. And it was very and then I broke those people down, man. They love me by the end. Told me. But it really is. It gets harder and harder to say. I love what you're doing, Vin. And I think it's important that a kid knows I love you. Because otherwise, you're just like all the other people out in the world. No one's telling them that they love them, you know?
Well,
you're the dad.
I just think also that, you know, through my life experiences, what I have found is an appreciation for life in a way that maybe no one else is forced into. You know, my life was falling a fucking part in front of my eyes. And once you sort of put yourself back together, you have an appreciation for it in a way that maybe not everyone's
forced to
have. And there's, you know, look, there's another thing, like we hear from V. Hale, who's like, I've worked on myself. I'm ready. Where's my guy? I understand that feeling as well. Not everybody's forced to work on themselves. Most people, and that doesn't mean that that's bad. That's actually good on them.
Nice for you.
That
right.
You didn't need to stop life and start over
right,
and rebuild yourself.
Right, but you took your knocks and you learned your lessons. You just didn't have to do a complete life reset.
Right. So I'm just saying that for me, keeping that current, if I pass, they won't go, oh, he didn't say it to me for months, if not a year or whatever. Like, I'm not waiting.
He wasn't one of those guys. I knew he loved me, but he didn't really say it.
Yeah, no, they hear it.
You know, I think you were telling me that Pat was the one who...
Him and I were talking about it because yeah. His dad apparently is a lot like my dad.
Rough, hard dad.
Well, yeah, you know.
Hard dad.
Yeah, yes. Yep. And so, and that's a guy who didn't go around saying, I love you.
Right.
You know, and I think like one time before he passed, he'd written me a birthday card where he was like, I'm incredibly proud of you. And like said some things he would never, not only would he never said it, but he wrote it. And it's one of those things where you go, oh, okay. Why couldn't you just say that?
Because it gets harder and harder the longer you let it go. I think it's great what you're doing with your girls. And I think too, it really depends on the couple. Like, you know, if one person is saying I love you all the time to the kids and loving the kids and kissing the kids and loving them up and they love it and they're because they respond to that and they oh tickle me and kiss me and you know whatever, it's hard for the other one to not do that because the kid comes
yeah.
over with the expectation that and it feels so good to hold someone that you love and tell them what they mean to you and how much
sure,
you love them.
Absolutely.
Getting kind of teary-eyed.
How do we go from anal to this? By the way, someone wrote, I caught up on some secret shows, and Vin, you are obsessed with anal.
Yeah.
I'm not. I hardly ever do it. He does it every day. I don't,
that's probably why you're so obsessed by it.
No, it's not, though.
And Sarah brought it up today, so.
Yeah, you brought it up
well,
today.
Well,
Sarah's so obsessed with it. Yeah.
He said she was, he bummed her out. I thought, oh.
Oh, bum?
Yeah, bum. That was where it came from.
Oh, was I supposed to?
All right.
So, yeah, I think I bummed her out.
Did like, Village do anal on you? Oh. That's what someone asked.
Oh.
He didn't?
Absolutely not. Anal is not a thing.
He didn't rim job you?
Oh, no.
Have you ever had a rim job?
No, and I never will.
You've never had one? Mm-mm.
She's, yeah, right.
Don't yeah, right me. On this show, you guys, what don't you know about me? That's never happened and it never will.
We'll ask again in a few years.
Okay, you ask again and I'll see if I, you know, maybe I'll be like, John.
Slip up like you did last time.
You should do that.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Because it's where shit comes out.
Oh,
that's
my
why.
God. But it's not your tongue.
But it is my shit, so.
What does that have to do with anything?
I never kiss him again? Oh, yeah, God, yuck. All right, on that note, I really think this has been a fun welcome back show.
Oh,
boy. It's a delight to have you with us today.
All right, we go to a meeting now.
Yeah,
see you at Winterland, right. Everyone.
Send emails to Bryn, BRYN @RadioAlice.com.
Oh, the end, sorry.
Sure.